Welcome back, friends, to Tell a Band to Go Home Part 2 here on UMFM or your podcast machine. I'm Jeff Robson, your host here, playing some stuff 900 episodes today. It's a party of one. I'm celebrating all by myself in my basement, but I know you're happy that I haven't screwed it up yet. Or maybe you're not. I don't know. Maybe you're not. Anyways, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com. If you got any, memories of the past 900 episodes or whatever, we'll talk more about history, coming up in a little bit on the show here. But first, there's something, important going on that I wanted to tell you about. Well, something important that I'm taking part in. That I would like to encourage you, ask you, whatever, to consider supporting. It's something called the Great Cycle Challenge. Now, I like to do these things because I like to ride my bike, but a bit of a do-gooder, like to raise money for the causes that that matter. And, I got into this one a while ago because it sounded like a fun, bike challenge, but also because it's a pretty great cause if you ask me. So the Great Cycle Challenge raises money for an organization in Toronto called Sick Kids. They raise money and provide care for children with cancer. And cancer is kind of an asshole, really. It's messed up life for way too many people that I know and love and care about. And I guess you can say, thankfully, they've all been adults. I've never had the misfortune of having a child in my life that had to deal with this asshole. But enough of you good-hearted adults have. And it's a tough, tough thing. And I can only imagine what that would be like if you were a kid or if you had a kid. So raising money to help, support those kids and families and do something about this asshole is a good thing if you ask me. And so I wanted to point your way towards greatcyclechallenge.ca, or you can follow me on the Instagram or the Twitter or the Facebook or wherever it is. I usually post my link there. But if you go to greatcyclechallenge.ca, there's a find a participant button or search box right at the top. You can type in my name. I'm Jeff Robson. If you want to support me, that's great. I really, really, really appreciate all the kind and generous people who have done so already. Very generous donations so far from Lucy, of course, Dietmar, Jane, Barb, King Cavadis, Jan Hawkins, and a very generous anonymous donation, $200, and didn't even want to tell me who it was. That's amazing. So thank you to whoever that is. That's true generosity there, when you don't even say who you are. You just give because you know it's the right thing to do. So thanks to that person. I wish I knew who you were so I could thank you. But thank you to those people. And if anybody else wants to get on board, we'd love to have you on there. And I think I'm predicting that this Thursday they'll have an event called Kick Cancer's Butt Day. They usually have one every year. It's usually right around the same time. So I'm predicting, it hasn't really been announced, but I'm predicting it'll be on Thursday, where you can, your donation amount is matched. So you can double your dollars. So if you donate $50, it actually becomes $100, you see? So if you want to wait and donate on Thursday, I have a feeling that'll be the day, although it's not been announced as I'm recording this. Or you can just go do it now and get it out of the way like those wonderful people have already and support the cause, because cancer sucks. I want to play a couple of songs from guys who fought the good fight and wrote albums about it. There's a couple of really powerful albums, one from the late John Mann, who fought cancer bravely and did great, and then unfortunately got taken by Alzheimer's way too early. And another, that album's called The Waiting Room. It's pretty great. And there's also another one by Kevin Hearn, most famously of the Bare Naked Ladies, who's had a couple of real knockdown, drag out, to the death battles with cancer and has won so far. Real inspiration. He's got a great record called H-Wing. We'll hear something off that in just a second. And maybe a few of the great folks who have fought cancer. And maybe we'll play some of those folks. But encourage you to check out greatcyclechallenge.ca. Here's something from Dave Van Ronk.
I was sitting in the backyard sucking a good humor. Along comes the doc, says my wife has a tumor, and it was malignant. Now the AMA and the medical hires, they don't agree with Liggett and Myers. They say smoking is bad for you, it'll give you cancer. Hell of a cough, too. Well, there's cancer of the liver, there's cancer of the lung, cancer of the lip, throat, the tongue. There's 17 malignant tumors and one filter tip king size. Light up. Well, a cigarette was needed that was relatively clean. They come out with filters, no tars, and nicotine. Pretty low on sales, too. All that research gone to waste. No harmful ingredients, no cigarette taste. Well, the company's panicked. They have to find the answer. They increase the tobacco strength. Everybody's getting cancer. Look what I got free with these cigarette coupons, a chest x-ray. Well, the hashish interest in Mexico has found a way to redouble their dough. They got a weed, has no tar, so they say, let's all get the habit. Marijuana's here to stay, so if you want a treat and you don't mind the treatment, smoke pot. That's the thinking man's cigarette.
Thank you. bit of my tongue, size of the nail upon my thumb. It's a violent red. I lay on the bed and watch the screen from my left side as they quickly try to hide it. Take my blood and an ECG, chest x-ray and a cup of pee. As I join the ranks of the living dead, I'm a ticking time bomb in this hospital bed. I'm a shut in, you can't shut it out of my head.
Sure, the door was not open.
made sure the blinds were all closed. Gathered a pillow and took off your clothes. Each piece that fell to the floor, or each piece that showed a bit more of your skin, lay back to your bed, so touched to the cool sheets. And I am a knight, that's such a
Martin Tielli, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
These are the instructions you should follow should I die. Burn me in a cardboard box, save your money for my wake. Pick a pub, I don't care which, in which you all can celebrate. Toss my ashes in the ocean, throw them hard and overhand. If the wind kicks up and blows them back towards the land, it's not a sign, it's just the wind. So brush me off, then try again. I want every woman, man, and child to have a drink. Mothers, if a child can't raise a glass, hold them tight against your chest. Let them suck upon your breast. I think that that's in line. If I were there, I'd drink red wine, but your breast might do just fine. Here's a short list, just two songs that I demand be played. The whole of the moon will light my way. Somewhere near the middle, Ben Hepner sings Ness and Dorma. And when he hits the high C, raise a cheer, or talk right through, shed a tear. It's up to you, not me, to carry on.
with a brave face and your bright red lipstick on. Your bright red lipstick on. Your bright red lipstick. Keep my name alive and close, 'cause I'm the one you miss the most. Raise a glass and make a toast to me, the one you love the most. Yes, I'm the one you love the most. I'm the one you love the most.
Ah, thank God for Johnny Mann, man. I wish that guy was still around. What a genius. From the album The Waiting Room, thought I'd throw that in there, a little lighthearted thing. I don't know whether they took all those instructions to heart when John finally did pass away, but I hope the spirit was there. These Are the Instructions is the name of that track. Before that, a powerful one from the Rio Statics. Highly recommend the video for that song. It's just this stark black and white live performance that just gets you every time. Said to be inspired by a friend's battle with cancer. We heard Johnny Mann in there with The Angry Sore from that same Waiting Room record. We heard something from Kevin Hearn and Thin Buckle, also featuring Martin Tielli. We heard the good one there from the album H Wing, where he was when he had his first major battle with cancer, Kevin Hearn. And Dave Van Ronk off the top with a little thing called Talking Cancer Blues. All right, we'll leave that alone. We'll encourage you to check out thegreatcyclechallenge.ca and, you know, maybe do your part if you're so inclined, or just share the info or, you know, whatever. We of course, send our love and appreciation and thanks for the inspiration to our adult friends who are battling that asshole cancer or who have in the past. And I tell you, if I ever get so unlucky as to face that, I hope I have the bravery and the decency of wonderful, amazing people out there, like Gail and Barb and Lucy and Dietmar and so many other people who have fought the good fight and so far stand strong. We love you all. We hope you stay that way. And I'm thinking of you when I'm out there doing my little bike ride. You're all inspiring. Anyways, episode 900, and I thought it would be fun to tally up the most played artists and songs and stuff. And, you know, we do this every once in a while and I tend to just kind of add them on. Right. So the last time that we did this whole thing was for the 800th episode, which was almost, well, a little short of 2 years ago, end of August, 2 years ago, 2019. And like I say, we just keep accumulating and talking about, you know, the grand total of the whole show up to then. And I always thought it would be interesting to break it down a little more and see, you know, because it's obviously going to be weighted a lot towards people who have been around for a long time, right? So, you know, people who have been with us since the very beginning, your Fred Eaglesmiths and Leroy Stagger was pretty early, and Mike Plume and folks like that who we've been listening to, the Skydiggers and Spirit of the West, who've been listening to for a long, long time. They're obviously going to, you know, be high on that list just because they've been around longer. And it's always impressive, you know, when we got to our 800th episode and see someone like, you know, like Kerry Latimer was atop the list with Nathan and Leaf Rapids and her solo stuff being our most played artist. I guess I would have been listening to Nathan pretty early on, wouldn't I? Yeah, okay, never mind. But let's see, on that old list, let's see, like Del Barber, for example, came in at number 5 on the most played artists of them all on our 800th episode, and we've only known Del for like 10 years, just, you know, a little over 10 years, 11 years, something like that. So to see him, you know, do well, on that list was pretty impressive, but I always thought it would be interesting to to get a little bit more current with it. So what I did this time is I just looked at between 800 and 900. So it's really only like 99 episodes, to be honest with you. What were the most played artists and songs and stuff? And how does that compare to historic figures? And well, I won't say too much more. I'll play you right now the top five most played artists of the past 100 episodes. And we'll kind of do some comparisons from there. And I'll explain a little bit more. But this guy, starting off at number five, came in at number seven on the 800 episode thing. Was real high on the most played songs and had the number one most played album of the first 800 episodes. And this time he comes in at number five on the most played artists. But this album, interestingly enough, almost nowhere to be found. It's really interesting. It's not even close to in the top albums list over the past couple of years. So we've been playing them a lot. In fact, over the past couple of years, 27 times, and already once today, I might add. Here's something from our number five artist of all time, Jim Bryson.
Took shady lanes and the long way home, and I left you messages. Jesus Christ, you never phoned. I would feel much better if we only talked more, and I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. Summer nights underneath the stars and the moon, I could tell them I miss you, but Jesus Christ, who is fooling who? And I would feel much better if we only talked more. I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. I'm beginning to wander, I'm beginning to blur, I'm beginning to stumble. Jesus Christ, what am I waiting here for?
speculation. All I stacks of data, they'll say. Whatever gets our fists upsets our bloods boiling over every maybe if. What about a bit of give, a shred of doubt? The possibility that you're exactly who to say you are. I bet you have the kind of ice cream cold up at the edges of a secret map. Trails etched in the skin, situations you've been in, though it's never got quite this
inside you still burn. Will a voice still call? Will it keep you up at night? Maybe we just didn't get our timing right. We had a falling up after falling in. Love's cruel game. We were young in the springtime when we fell just like rain into each other's eyes. But maybe we just couldn't get our timing right. You went off to see the world, for such a pretty world it is. As I myself, I watched a girl become a woman. We both saw love was blind, but maybe we just couldn't get it right this time. Here in the city, where things they don't change, I make my rounds. I go out there and I hear your name in the echoing sounds. Neath a lonely street light, maybe we just can get our timing right. No, I ain't saying words like love. don't say much these days. All the things I was thinking of, I can't use to explain. Guess I couldn't decide. Maybe we just didn't get our time right. So if you find another kind of lover, I hope they know just how precious and special you are, gentle like a rose. When you let them inside, maybe we just didn't get our time. As I lie down in my bed, a restless feeling on my mind, what life would be like if we never met, never did try. Forever is a long time. Maybe we just didn't get it right this time. So if you ever come back this way, if you ever still think of me, maybe I'll have found the words to say what you mean to me. For now, farewell, goodbye. Maybe someday still we'll get our time and run.
Hey, this is Sean Burns, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Molly was in college when she got pregnant. She took my credit card and bought a diamond ring. Cause I never thought I'd see her again. After the last time that she swore she'd left. But it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. Hear the phone call ringing just the other day. Daddy, how come you gotta work so far away? Moved out there cause the money was quick. The houses are cheap and the schools are good. Yeah, but it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. Truck up to the Timberland Hotel. I had a burger and a beer and some off sale. Throw the case in the back, but I popped one quick. Ain't nothing tastes as good as the very first sip. But it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. You love start acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline.
college when she got pregnant. She took my credit card and bought a diamond.
I always thought that I was an easy keeper. My old man would surely disagree. 'Cause I like fancy denim, good food and fine leather, two-stroke engines that turn over with ease. What about my pride? How much is too much? What debts do I have that I'll plainly fail to pay? I guess who I think I am isn't who I am. And the righteous, they deal with this day after day. Easy keeper, just wanna open my hand, rise with the sun, whine about nothing, grow this heart just as tall as I can. I'm sure it's women that are the shoulders of peace. And I know because I've seen with my own eyes. Life rolling to this world through the wild pains of labor. Carrying everything, the last, the first, and the least. If I could raise my child to know just where she's from, smile when the west wind blows through her hair, wonder at the sky, be it stars, thunder, or aurora, and it's wonder that's the virtue that'll take you anywhere. Easy keeper, just wanna open my hand, rise with the sun, whine about nothing, grow this heart just as tall as I can. So who the hell are you, and what do you do, and how much will you pay not to get wet when it rains? There are still good dogs, fast horses, and fish in the rivers. Maybe get wet this one time and see what it brings. Easy keeper, just wanna open my hand and rise with the sun and whine about nothing, grow this foolish heart just as tall as I can. Rise with the sun and whine about nothing. Grow this foolish heart just as tall as I can.
I guess in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really come as any surprise that Del Barber would be number one in our most played list, most played artists of the past couple of years, the past 100 episodes. You know, he's got a brand new record that we've been spinning, and that record right there, Easy Keeper, came out, I guess, a couple of years ago, and that's our number one album of the past couple of years as far as airplay. Anyway, we've played from that record 14 times, which, and there's a tie at number two, and those only got 11, so, you know, it's a good record, I guess. I guess it's grabbed us 38 times over the past 100 episodes we played Del Barber, and that, you know, I'm no mathematician, math teacher, math scholar, but, you know, it's getting close to half of our shows feature some Del Barber content, I suppose. That's pretty impressive, I guess, when you get right down to it. So congrats to Del, I guess. I don't know. Is that something to be congratulated for? Being number one in this stupid show? I don't know. I think it's cool. I love, you know, we love us some Del Barber. So 38 times. Coming in at number two, and this is one of the most, this is one of the most incredible things of looking at it this way, is that Sean Burns, who was like nowhere to be found on episode 800. We'd played him a handful of times, literally, I think four or five times in the first 800 episodes. And since then, in the past 135, he appears on every list. Top played songs on the show, Gasoline, right up there as one of our most played songs. Top records, most played records, coming in there, let's see, 1, 2, 3, tied for third place on the most played records. It takes luck to get the best of me. God, that's a good record. And man, it's been good getting to know Sean over the past couple of years and starting to really understand what we were missing for the first 800 episodes, I suppose. Yeah. That's awesome. So Sean Burns there, and what a great, you know, for a guy who doesn't consider himself a singer-songwriter, that's a singer-songwriter album song, especially that just, how does a song get any better than that? I don't know. I actually woke up the other night singing that song. I had it in my head, and I had to get up and listen to it because it's just so good. Oh man, so good. So Sean Burns there for you. Check him out on Boots and Saddle on Tuesdays at the 11-1 time slot on CKUW in the Northern Report podcast. He's doing good work. Before that, Joe Nolan, also tied for the third most played record, was Drifters. Maybe we didn't get our timing right. One of our most played songs there. And Joe Nolan, another guy, our first 800 episodes, when I did the stats there, he was way down at like number 35 on the list. And now he's number 3 on the list. Did I get that wrong? No, that's, yeah, number 3. Okay, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right again. Number 3 on the list, Joe Nolan, and he's got a new record coming out called Scrapper, which is absolutely dynamite. And you know that's going to get played a lot. And he's finally going to be able to come back to town one of these days. And so, you know, we'll be playing him again soon. Bit of a dip, I suppose, when you look, I guess, I don't know. Dropping down to number 4, I don't know what's happening to Kerry Latimer, but Nathan in there we played from Jimson Weed, which over the first 800 episodes was our third most played record behind Love Songs for the Last 20 by Del Barber, and the guy we heard before that. And then that record's just nowhere to be found. We're not playing as much Nathan these days as Leaf Rapids, but good to hear that one again, home with me from Jimson Weed. And of course Carrie's in there, number 4. Well, I guess tied with Joe Nolan actually at 31 times over the past 100 episodes. That's still, you know, a third of our episodes roughly we played Kerry Latimer content. And I don't know, I thought maybe it would be higher, to be honest with you, but you know, maybe they need to do more shows. I don't know, I guess we'll analyze the data later. And coming in at number 5, the number 5 most played artist of them all of the past couple of years. Jim Bryson played them 27 times over the past couple of years. Now, the interesting thing is, over the first 800 shows, the Northside Benches, which we heard a song off, was the number one album of them all. And then it's like nowhere to be found on the past 100. It's like we played from it a couple times, two or three times, I guess, but it's certainly not top of the pops material anymore, which is fine. You know, we've replaced it with the new stuff, I guess. But so that's interesting. So that's our top five. And you start thinking, like, you know, a guy who's been at the top of the playlist, most played list, like every time, Fred Eaglesmith, has been only played 11 times over the past couple of years. I guess that's what you get for calling me nasty. Hey, Fred? Huh? Who's nasty now, buddy? So a bit of a dip in the Fred numbers. But if you start thinking about it, like just below that, we got Mike Plume, Kathleen Edwards, Matthew Ryan, Bob Schneider, Skydigger, Spirit of the West, Steve Earle, Corin Raymond, Leroy Stagger. And this guy right here with our most played song and tied for second and most played albums over the past 100 episodes. Guy who's playing this week, is it this week? It's Tuesday night. We're going to see him, Mr. Slow Leaves. Mr. Leaves, Tuesday night, Blue Note Park. I'm going to be down there. Hopefully we'll see some of you down there. We can go over these numbers then. I don't know. I find them fascinating. Maybe nobody else does. I don't know. I'll post them on the website. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com and check out the upcoming events page for all the upcoming shows that I didn't get around to telling you about today. Hopefully we'll see you out there at one of them. And thanks for listening to the past 900 episodes. Maybe we'll last 900 more. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we'll last 9 more. I don't know. Tellthebandtogohome.com. Thanks for being here. Stay safe. Keep wearing your mask. I don't care what that idiot downtown says. Wear your mask and, you know, don't be an idiot. Get your vax if you haven't already. Wear your mask and hopefully we'll see you out there. Take care, everybody.